Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer looking at Billy Bones. A Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United, more than just a podcast. More than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning. This is More Than Just a Podcast. Season 13, Episode 11, and the Rat Pack are back. The Rat Pack? You are listening to the most listened West Ham fan produced podcast on Spotify, and with me tonight is Canningtown Len. Where are you? What are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing a pod with you. I haven't done much today. I had another long bike ride.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, just sitting here all floppy.
Oh dear.
there's an image.
And Johnny Boy, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at home, just getting over. I'm just going to think we should also have a minute silence that Liverpool had a goal wrongly disallowed in a Premier League game. I was just contemplating whether we should do this podcast or postpone it.
Cause it's although the Spurs fans are celebrating like they've won the World Cup. I sent an image on WhatsApp that says they're having a parade. We beat nine-man Liverpool through an own goal.
That's just like unbelievable, the media, isn't it? It's just, no wonder I don't watch the telly arch anymore. But yeah, anyway, I'm glad to be doing a podcast with you.
No, George, he nearly joined today, nearly, but he's just dropped out. He says he's definitely going to appear sometime this season to his own podcast. No Nigel tonight. I did speak to Nigel before coming on air. He's just started working. He's still in Plymouth. He's in Plymouth this week. He's in Plymouth next week. But the job probably does finish next week, and then he should be back, although there is talk of him doing a job in Weymouth. Believe it or not, you've got to feel sorry for him. He's working nights and days. So, you know, he's burning the candle at both ends. And just to start with a little story, while I remember. So I was talking to him earlier, and I said, he said, do you know, Sean? He said, this is the first time since 1972 I haven't been to a single West Ham game in September. I said, well, that's a really interesting fact. He said, do you know what happened on Saturday? I said, no. He said, well, you know, it was Sam's birthday. Sam's his wife, the one he didn't finish the kitchen for. He said, you know, she was 50. And I said, yeah, I do. He said, and you know, I arranged an afternoon and evening out for her. I said, yes, I do. He said, well, do you know what? I said, no. He said, she forgot and she booked to work at the market. So he gave away his tickets, so he didn't have a ticket, but he wasn't. His wife was working, and he ended up watching it from home because he didn't have a ticket to go to the game. Could have used your ticket, John.
Could have done.
Yeah, or about 50,000 other people who didn't go. No, it wasn't 50,000, but Len, it was quite a few was missing, wasn't there?
Yeah.
The official attendance was 41 less. It was like 62,461 or something like that. There was only 41 people missing on Saturday, Len.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
But there were train strikes, and it probably was the most dire.
Oh, it was understandable.
But some of us made the effort, didn't they, Lynn?
Well, some of us were lucky enough that we could have found a way in, yeah.
Well, I...
be snug about it, Sean. There you go.
Oh, don't start joining in. The real fans turned up for it. Oh, if you were a real fan.
Not your fucking clown.
I'm not doing that. You're only saying that because you didn't bother to go, John.
I didn't. I wasn't coming in the first place.
Oh, I know. You were hobnobbing with royalty. Yeah. Anyway, it is a West Ham.
Back in the game, though, now. Back in the game. I'll be there Sunday.
I think, believe it or not, I think, is it right? We've only got one game to discuss.
Yeah.
No, two.
What?
We played in Europe, didn't we? Oh, no, in the League Cup.
Oh, of course, you're right. Lincoln City. Hey. How could I forget?
Well, yeah. I forget everything, and I remember that.
But you're right. Let's start with Lincoln City. John, did you watch Lincoln? No, because no one did, because there wasn't
how
a screen.
How could I? Yeah.
No. Did you listen to
why I couldn't remember it.
Did you listen to the wireless like I did?
No, didn't.
Do you know what? It took me back, you know, listening to the old Milk Cup, the Rumblows Cup, the Littlewoods Cup, the Coca-Cola Cup,
the League Cup.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else it was called. The Rumblows Cup, the...
Milk.
There was Milk, Marketing Board.
Watch
the
out.
Rumblows.
Humphrey's about.
Liverpool, Paul's Cup. There was another one.
Coca-Cola, Worthless Worthington.
Coca-Cola. Worthington, that's it. And then Caribou. There you go. We've named all the sponsors. Cha-ching! Cha-ching! So you didn't watch it. Did you watch the highlights, John?
I did say, well, I saw some bits on Twitter. And that was all it. Right. So, yeah, I wouldn't rely on me for a breakdown of what happened.
I listened. Do you know what? It was a bit nostalgic. Well, I listened on the wireless. Did you not listen on BBC Radio 5?
I saw and watched and listened, and I saw the disappointment and the, you know, the complaining and the moaning about the game, and we squeezed through by the sounds of it. So, yeah, that was my interpretation of the game.
Do you know, even
we were lucky.
Let's just see.
Suchek.
Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, I should have gone for 1-0 last week. You know, why did I not go for 1-0?
I mean, Suchek's on fire.
Yeah. And he's shagging Danny Dyer. Hey!
Probably not. But so, yeah, it was all I saw was that. Well, I saw
70th minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I saw Dodsey's half-time report.
All right,
you did.
Well, let me just give you a little stat attack, just so I can warm Len up. Right, West Ham had 75% possession, meaning they had 25. We had 14 shots, 3 on target. Believe it or not, Lincoln City had 15 shots and 6 on target.
I believe it.
We had 660 passes to their 231. Our pass accuracy was 88% and theirs was 67%. But we had 10 corners to their 3. Len, can you remember? Did you watch the highlights? Did you listen to the wireless? Did you remember anything? Or are we just wasting our time on this segment?
Wasting your time.
Okay. It was not a lot to write home about, was it? So
we're through, though. That's the main thing.
We're through against Arsenal. We're just talking about that off air. Arsenal at home. They're entitled to a away allocation of 6,250. I just spoke to the ticketing director tonight. She said because of the seg lines they won't get that. I know last time Chelsea came on the Caribou Cup they got 5,200, so they'll probably get about, I know, 5,500 with the seg line, maybe 6,000. But here's this: nearly all those they're displacing you, aren't they, John? You're being thrown out of your seat.
I'm being kicked out
because they've taken all those upper ones in 222, 223, 224, 225. Which one are you?
222, I think.
222. And they're all band 4 and band 5. So they'd be being... This is the thing. they'd be paying £10 a ticket and one kid for kids. There's one thing I think they have done. Well, because you have to offer the deal is, you have to offer the same price you offer your home. And the seats are cheap. So Band 4, Band 5 are paying £10 for a ticket and £1 for under 18s. I think Band 3, which I am, is £15 for a ticket and a fiver for kids. So Finley will be a fiver. And then Band 2 and 1 are paying £20 a ticket. I think it's been... I know it's on the box. I know it's on Sky. But I think it's been quite fairly priced.
Do you not? Good. £10. Watch Arsenal.
Yeah.
Company your place, you know.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, obviously, all the Arsenal fans will be snapping up those tickets at all all the other fans who don't want to come on a Wednesday night will
promptly be moaning about the view and the shit stadium.
Yeah. Well, they won't make any noise, though, because they never do unless they score or win, you know.
Well, they've got one song.
Anyway, you're right. I only watched the highlights. Suchek to the rescue. And from the sound of it, Lincoln did. I mean, I only listened on the radio, the wireless.
They had a goal disallowed, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Which, on the replay, you're thinking, well... maybe VAR would have seen it differently. Who knows with VAR nowadays? But anyway, it's not a Liverpool or a Spurs podcast, so let's not discuss that.
Don't start that. You'll have Liverpool fans.
I know, but it's hilarious, isn't it? I mean, I really hope they release the audio of this, you know? At what point did they go, was that a goal? Did he give a goal? Did he not? Oh, VAR complete. VAR complete on what? I don't know. Was it a goal? Was it not a goal? I mean...
I don't know what the drama's about. Some bloke fucked up. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to us all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it does.
Bowen's penalty last week didn't even get reviewed.
I mean, at the end of the day, look, referees made mistakes before VAR. Technology can't completely get rid of mistakes. So,
yeah, because you've got people. Let's be honest.
The linesman got it wrong as well. He put his flag up.
Yeah. You've got people involved in it.
Flag down. I thought that was the rule.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not a Liverpool podcast, as you said. And let's move on from the Caribou Cup. Nothing to see there. Well done to the 1,800 people, including Dodsey, who went. And thank you very much for his away day ramble that we put on 6'2", about 4 days late. But anyway.
It's still going, that website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going from strength to strength. We put an article up every 4 days now. Anyway, let's talk about the next game, which was the Blades, Sheffield United.
Blades, the big Blades.
When we were singing, he's one of our own, he's one of our own. Carlos Tevez, he is one of our own. Did you join in that? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't join in. It's fucking embarrassing.
My favourite song, and I hope you heard it above us, was when we were singing... We know what we are. We know what we are. Champions of Europe. We know what we are. They started singing Champions. You'll never sing that. Champions of League One. You'll never sing that. They're right. We will never sing that.
Well.
But anyway, I feel for Blades fans.
Do you?
I do. Because they are shit. I mean, I've seen some shit at the London Stadium, but we're talking new level of shit.
Well, it sounds like the second half, all of it was shit. So.
Well, let's start with you, Johnny, because, you know, you were obviously hobnobbing with MBEs and royalty and King and everything.
Yeah.
Where did you watch it?
I didn't.
At the Palace? What, you mean you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I watched Match of the Day.
All right, okay. Talk to us.
I watched Match of the Day, and I listened to as much of the second half as I could when I was driving from there to there.
You do know we do a podcast on Monday, don't you?
I know. But how do I watch it?
Well, you probably watch a whole replay.
I watched it again today.
I was going to say there's technology. Watch the whole game back again.
The whole game.
Yeah.
I did.
It's only 90 minutes.
Oh dear, oh Lord.
What do you do with your time?
I'm a busy man.
You're semi-retired, man.
No, I'm not. I can't believe how busy, but yeah. Oh. So.
Yeah.
Decent first half performance. A really good goal from Bowen.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? He going, at the time, he was joint second in the Premier League goal scorers along with Son until Son scored, of course.
Yeah, it seemed like we had come out with some purpose and some guile about us and had a go and got two up and then just seemed to go, that'll do. Which is a shame, really.
Went to sleep.
Yeah, but, you know. I do agree with the argument of if you have the same starting 11 against Liverpool, Man City and then Sheffield United, when are these players that are on the bench with attacking side to them ever going to get a game in the Premier League?
I think would you have split the fan base.
Would you have played Kudos a little bit earlier, John?
Yeah, I would have done.
Yeah. Did he look, from Match of the Day, a bit special?
Oh, he looks decent. He looked better than Benrahma. I do understand that argument. That if you don't put a strong attacking team out against a Sheffield United, then you never are going to, are you? So we just got to accept that. I mean, we did win 2-0. The person likely to have been changed would have been Souček. He's doing really well. He's one of our top scorers this season. So he's becoming more and more undroppable.
Yeah.
So at what point will these players have a go?
Well,
there's plenty of football to play.
Yeah. Not in the Premier League.
It's interesting. Souček seems to have got more goals than him since Declan Rice has left. People said that might happen.
Well, it has. And these new contract as well.
And he's got a new 4-year contract. Alvarez, good. There was worries he was taken off with a knock, but I'm told reliably that it was just a precaution because he had a yellow card and they didn't want to risk him. They thought the job was done, so they took him off and swapped him out. And you probably heard that Bowen came off with a little limp, but we're told just a slight knock. Will be okay for Newcastle, but the gaffer might rest him for Thursday when we go to... Where do we go? Is it Germany or Serbia? Or where are we on Thursday? Anyone know? Anyone? 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 I'll look it up.
Anyone know?
It's some place.
Freiburg, isn't it?
It's Freiburg, yeah. That's Germany, isn't it?
Think so.
Austrian,
isn't it?
I think it's Austrian. Oh,
okay, fine.
Sure.
Anyway, back to the Blades game. As we said, 24 minutes, Bowen. Soufal, with the assist. I think that's fifth assist? He's talking about, we talked about Souček. Soufal's having a cracking season as well, trying to get a new contract as well.
There you go.
Souček on 37 minutes with an assist from Antonio. Obviously, missed the podcast this week. Did you hear that?
Yeah, funny, wasn't it?
Funny. Missed the podcast. And Callum Wilson's taking the mickey out of him, saying, yeah, I wouldn't face the podcast either if I'd made some bollocks up about the Liverpool game.
Germany, Freiburg.
Yeah, it is Germany. There you go. I do get stuff right.
I don't remember us that being mentioned when the draw happened.
Anyway, stat attack. West Ham had 52% possession at home, which meant the Blades had 48. We had 20 shots, 9 on target. Woo! They had 16 shots, 2 on target with Areola steadfast. We had 7 corners taken expertly by James Ward-Prowse. They had 4. We had 6 fouls, so they're 9. Len, you were there.
Yeah.
We met. We were at a little pre-match beer, didn't we?
Yeah.
Someone's got their phone by the mic, but okay.
I can't hear it.
It was there.
Where did you have your exciting pre-match drink?
We actually had it in the stadium. We got the early bird deal, which I think I was trying to think this because I was talking to Miss Brady and others about this whole club comparable price, right? What did we pay an hour before? Wasn't it £5.50? £5.50 or £5.55 for a pint of Amstel. Goes up to £6.50.
£6.70.
No, £6.50. I've got there. And you were paying for your London Ghost. What was it? Ghost something? What was it you drinking?
Ghost then? Ship.
Ghost Ship.
I only had one of them.
What was that? That's about...
Well, I asked you that. You said £6.60.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's not a... I paid £17 for my round, which was two Amstels.
Well, you got straight in there on the early bird, did you?
Yeah, early bird.
Well done.
Yeah, so did Len. So, yeah, I paid... Finlay had an Amstel. I had an Amstel, £5.50. And Len's...
How old's Finlay now?
17.
17?
Well, he's not. He's 16, but he's nearly 17.
Huh.
You should have been there. He's got love bites all over his neck. He got a little bit of grief.
I couldn't look at him, man.
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
So he's covered in love bites and drinking beer at 17 in the football.
Oh, yeah. Like you. How long have you been doing that by the time you were 17? Probably about 4 years, mate.
Well, I'm not talking about doing it or not doing it, but it's announcing it on a podcast.
Oh, well, don't worry. You've only got 8 listeners.
No one listens.
No one in authority listens. What are they going to do? Arrest me?
It'd be funny if they fucking did, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I'd call social services.
Well, 89 arrests. We are top of the league when it comes to arrests.
You seem really interested in that, Sean.
Yeah, I know. I saw you. I'm going to pop at me on X.
Just like, honestly, why are you so interested
Andrew,
in this shit?
It's a quiet week. Anyway, let's get back to the game.
Yeah.
Len, you were there. We had a few beers.
Yeah.
You were on your own because Nigel was sitting on at home alone. What did you make of the game, mate?
Well, it was an important win. Let's get out of the way for the start.
I agree.
So I'm glad we won it. I watched it back today, as I say, for a better idea. But there was nothing that I didn't see first time. I thought we were decent first half. That I mentioned, I think it was a talking point, whether to choose Kudus or Souček. And I think we discussed it, didn't we, before the game. And I said, bearing in mind that Sheffield United are terrible at set pieces, that Souček should probably keep his place under the circumstances. And he replayed that with a goal in open play.
Are you now a fan of Souček?
Well, I'm much happier with him now, What I say about Souček is, I actually don't think he's a very good defensive midfielder. He's good going forward.
Yeah.
But I think what might happen, you know, is that when we've got a lower block against the bigger teams, I think that might suit Kudus a little bit more, which I know sounds daft, but if you can picture him picking the ball up and dribbling his way out of trouble and getting a bit of territory down the other end, I think that'll work a treat. The guy could dribble his way out of a tin of sardines. I think that's his party trick. He's fantastic at it. So if you imagine what we're deep in our half, and in years past, we haven't really had an outlet to get out of defence and transition into attack. Benrahma isn't very good at it, because even when he manages to do it, he won't get a ball to Antonio or whoever. I can't mention that. So I do think he'll be good at that.
Who was your man of the match?
I've got to say Bowen, really. Okay. Looking back on it,
I think he won the sponsor man of the match.
He did, yeah.
Everyone else put Soufal down as the other man of the match.
He played well, Soufal. When you look at it, you know...
But there's a lot of players. You know, Ward-Prowse had a good game. Bowen had a good game. Souček had a good game. Emerson had a great game. I'm going to pick someone else out.
But
Agur had a good game. I thought he had one of his better games.
What I think, Sean,
is
that players like Bowen, it's the ones that take their chances. He takes it every single time, the guy. Without him taking the chances, you're not having the conversation about the other players. Yeah. It's like Soufal. I've noticed he's been playing better. But without him, Bowen scoring the chances, you don't talk about his assist. And when the result goes wrong, you've got a totally different complexion about the team. But if it was more of a game, I think you might find that we'd have turned up in the second half.
Yeah.
Because when I watched it back, it just looked like lack of urgency. Well, the game was already done and dusted, and that was that.
I agree with you. I mean, the only person I didn't think played that well when he came on was Benrahma. I think everyone else, Fornals, I know he only came on for a few minutes, Mavropanos, Kudos, only came on 72 and did some really good tricks. But, you know, going
tricks.
Back, little tricks and...
Oh, that's good.
Well, he just took on that. Did you not see him? We probably didn't do a match today. He ran at the whole defence and nearly took it all the way to score. He's got a lot of tricks in him. But when... Going back to where do you fit in Kudos? You know, you've got Areola, Soufal, Zuma, Agüero, Emerson, obviously, at the back. You can't see them being replaced unless of injury. You've got Souček and Alvarez now in that defensive midfield. You can't see them being replaced anytime soon. So this is what you've got, right? If Kudos is going to come in, you've got Bowen, Ward-Prowse and Pakatar with Antony up front. Please tell me which of those... three in midfield you're going to drop to put Kudos to start?
I think it can only be Souček, and at the moment that's not...
No, you can't do it. Form. You can't do it. I mean, there's some people saying you could... Well, I think he's in good form. It would be unfair to do that.
I just said that. You just repeated what I said.
All right. Well, there's some people who saying you could drop Antonio and put Kudos up front as a striker.
Do you know the funny thing about it is I thought about this. While Moyes is here, I don't think you can think about anyone up front other than Antonio, and I think he's a lousy striker.
What sort of game did he have?
He got an assist. He actually played all right.
You just proved my point again.
Not
unless he gets that assist and someone like Souček scores a goal, you're not talking about Antonio, and then you're saying he had a terrible game.
He put a shift in the first half, and he did get...
I know, and that's why he should be picked. Yeah. I actually think we play a false nine, really. Mm. I don't think we play with a striker at all. I think if you start playing strikers up there, I think we fail. And this is something that we've got to continue to do while Moyes is at the club.
Yeah.
Because although I'm happy with the way things are, the fact remains that Moyes still hasn't got another way to play, has he? And him and Antonio are tethered. Antonio can't play another way. Moyes can't play another way.
Yeah.
And while Moyes is here, I just think you've got to carry on playing Antonio up front.
Yeah.
Having said that, I think it's irresponsible to not give the kid some... The Divin... Is it Mbama? Divin Mbama? Is that his name? Yeah.
He wasn't even on the bench. I mean,
you've got to start giving him some experience because we know that Ings can't do the job. So you've got to train an apprentice.
Well, funny you should say that. Substitutes, Fabianski, obviously, Fornals, Kudos, Mavropanos, Cornet. Don't know why he's on the bench. He never gets played. Ings, Ogbonna, Benrahma, Kehrer. So not even a place for Mbama now. I'm sure he'll be on the bench on Thursday. I'm sure he'll start Ings on Thursday. But
be good if we had some promising youngsters, though, from a successful youth team that we could bring in.
Well, aren't they about to sign someone? I know that Fabrizio was talking about, I've never heard of him, Dan something.
Well, he was in our youth team already, wasn't he?
Anyhow. I hope you noticed I was sent a press release tonight that was embargoed, so you know I couldn't share it with you, and it was a big, big press release. I don't know if you've seen it on the website.
No.
It is that West Ham have been awarded the highest accolade of quality employer of the Premier League.
Is it? Was that what they got?
They've won the top award for commitment to equality, diversity and inclusion.
Which is not what you said at all.
Yeah, I know, but I was just I didn't read the press release, and it went,
so
well,
even though
it would be embargoed, yeah, but you, I didn't read it.
You put it out there without reading it. You just cut and paste it. And
I
you
did.
Didn't read it.
I did. You're right.
Fucking hell.
Well, who's gonna? Who cares about that?
Well, move on then.
Yeah. look, we 3 points, but we didn't really move up the league because we're seventh. Is that
important,
right?
Important 3 points.
Yeah, yeah, because we didn't want to lose thing, but we're seventh now. Yeah. We're still in Europe. Yeah, I think so.
Looked. Yes,
we are. Looking,
yeah, we're seventh. Behind Brighton are on 15 points. Villa on 15 points. Liverpool down to 16th. Fourth on 16 points. Arsenal third on 17 points. Spurs second on 17 points. Man City on 18 points. We're not that far away, are we? We're only 5 points off top.
Okay.
If we
win all the rest of our games, we could win the league.
We're 27 points from safety. That's the way to look at it. Anyway, it's probably not else to say. We got a tough game against Newcastle next Sunday, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, it is.
You going to come for a beer beforehand, John?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, we have to find somewhere to meet up. Abba Bar? Do you want to go to the Abba Bar?
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, we're going to do a question.
Let's
time.
Take a chance on it.
Take a chance. Yay. Take a chance. Well, I like what you did there, John.
Thanks, mate. If Nigel's not here, is he? Someone's got to do the shit jokes.
I was thinking about the titles. I've got to get past Lay Your Love on Me, Super Trooper, and Winner Takes It All. nothing to do with any of the bar. Give me a bit more time.
It's quite a slow news week. So the news is that... Gerard Bowen is still negotiating.
Is he the brother of Jared?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
He wants to become the highest paid footballer at West Ham. Fair enough.
Seems fair. This isn't the actual highest paid one, don't even play.
And you know, fair. They reckon 2 or 3 months and they sort him out long term, you know, 6-year deal. He'll commit himself to being a hammer. And I hope he does. I'm sure they will get it over the line. But, you know, Nothing's easy nowadays. Everybody wants big, big money. Everyone wants a six-figure.
Thoughts and prayers. He must be struggling.
Sue Fowler will probably do the same with a small extension as well. And I don't think there's a lot of other news. I did ask the senior source just before the Blades game on what he thought of the team this... And it was after two defeats. He said, a team is only as good as the last two results, which have been losses. So some people are never happy, are they?
Yeah, well, he looks happy when he's doing selfies. Squeeze.
And my latest campaign, and I hope you see, I'm pushing for the comparable clause. We're still being overcharged for beer in the stadium.
Sean, that's just... a waste of time, a waste
it's not,
of effort.
It's not a waste
the
of time. Club, it's going to go legal.
No, the club do not
look, I have revealed, Karen Brady said to me last year.
That was last year, Sean.
Last year,
a year later.
She said, we're going to take this legal. We're going to do it. So I reminded this to her yesterday saying, this is the email you sent me last year. We're still having our pants pulled down. What's going on? She hasn't replied because she was accepting the Equality Award today at the stadium. So I'm sure she's going to reply
tomorrow.
That's
more important. It's just, they don't give a shit, Sean. They just don't give a shit. It makes no odds to them, does it?
I'll tell you what, right? I'll give you a little tip, John, right? Pie and mash is like £9.50. So Keith, you know Big Keith?
Yeah.
Took us away through Canary Wharf now to go in there through the Canary Wharf shopping centre. And we stopped at Greg's, right? You can get 2 slices of pizza, a Coke... and a sausage roll, which Finlay wanted, for like £5. None of this ripping off.
Does that not surprise you, the prices of stuff at Greg's? Is that a new thing to you?
I don't usually
do you know,
go
Do you know what Greg's is? It's a baker's, Sean. It's,
yeah, I know,
it's
but
quite
I don't
a big
go
popular
to,
one.
I know,
it's not
but
a Greg's special, is it, where they've got day-old stuff?
No, but I don't go to Greg's.
Sounds
so
like if it's Saturday.
I just couldn't believe how cheap Greg's is. It's really... You know, if you want cheap food, that's the place to go. Greg's, if you didn't know, John. Being a builder, you probably knew that already, though, didn't you?
Oh, it's no surprise. But, you know, honestly, this comparable thing is a waste of time, Sean. You're wasting your time. because it's been over a year now the club have known about it and they have done fuck all about it. And
No. I have every faith.
What will happen?
Karen Brady wouldn't say to me, Sean, we're going to sort this out for supporters and then let me down, John.
And then
she
what
says
happens
a lot of things and don't follow through. I'm living proof of that.
Well, let's just give her a chance, right?
Oh, God.
And in the meantime, everyone can still pay over the odds for shit beer, yeah?
Well, the early bird is not too bad.
It's a waste of time, Sean. They don't give a shit.
Anyway. Is there any other news? Go on.
I'll tell you what we forgot. And it was what minded me was
what?
John saying we're wasting our time. The Hammers United campaign
to
get the crest back. And it was unveiled Saturday.
Yeah. Nigel was there. Nigel couldn't make the game.
I couldn't make it because of the train strike, really. So I wouldn't have got there in time.
Yeah.
Good work, everyone involved.
Yeah, well done. You know,
should we recap people who don't know about this story?
Yeah, go on.
When we left Upton Park, we found out that the large crest that was over the was it Trevor Brooking?
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore stand, which was used to be the old South Bank. The club threw it away because they didn't want to keep it.
Well, you say they threw it away. Let's be a bit more precise.
They didn't fucking keep it. Whatever.
All right.
If they didn't keep it, they threw it away, right?
The people who demolished the ground had salvage rights. They salvaged...
Which we sold them.
They sold it for scrap metal.
Which we gave away.
And it was bought by a guy in Dartford who then stored it in his lockup. And
so anyway,
the club gave it away. The club left it there. And
they gave it away. I'm trying to work out my interpretation that you got for this. That they had an auction selling everything.
Yeah, but no one wanted it. Who would have bought that?
The same person who would have bought the gates.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Go on, carry on. Your story.
Anyway, they gave the crest away. And then we bought... They all chipped up together, Hammers United, and bought the crest back.
8,750 quid.
And people volunteered their time and money to
restore it.
Restore the crest, thank you very much. And they put it back on the old supporters club, where the old supporters club used to be. So it's a proud moment, which I guess goes to prove, you know, if you got the inclination and the determination, and unfortunately... money to spend, that you can achieve certain things.
Well, do you know what? I've got a lot of respect for people who do
follow through,
stuff.
Didn't
they? Doers. Yeah. You know, a lot of people talk in West Ham circles, but there's not many people that follow through. Well done to Hammers United for following through. Colborn, Andy Payne, I know Paul Christmas from the Supporters Club also gave permission, and the rest of the committee, Andy Reid, etc. It's a fair play, you know. It wasn't easy to get planning permission, get permission to raise the money and everything, but everybody pulled through.
Yeah.
And I actually dared the club on social media to retweet it because I think they've shown a bit of determination. And that's a great permanent memorial to the bowling ground, Upton Park, whatever you want to call it, and the ground that stood there. Is it at the back or the front? I couldn't work it out from the pictures.
From memory, I think it's just one of the sides.
All right. So, and well done for Tony Carr and his family for coming as the special guests as well.
Yeah.
It's a shame a few of the ex-players, I know they were invited, they couldn't come, but well done for Tony Carr. Anyway, thanks for remembering that, Len.
It's all right.
So it's now time for this. Yeah, it's Facebook Twitter question time, where you, the eight listeners that listen to us on Spotify, the most listened to West Ham produced fan podcast on Spotify, get to ask us, the three presenters.
Some
words to that effect. Get to ask us questions. So we're going to try this again. Len, you did so well last week.
I had to really.
And
do you know what?
Do you know what?
I'm going to improve this. It'll be even better this month. This this week?
We've had a little message from a certain Nigel Khan, who said his break's coming up and he might join us on the phone. So stand by. We'll see if that happens. I've just sent him a link.
Right.
Away you take it, Len.
Okay. Right. First up, Grant Coxford, the boy Chester Hammer. Evening all. Have we got a full house? We haven't, Grant, mate. Just the three of us. Well, you'd have known that by now anyway. In honour of playing a team from the Steel City, which obsolete British industry is your favourite? Brady out, Sullivan out, wind-up merchants out. Good questions he asked, Ron. I mean, they're not really West Ham-related questions, but what is your favourite obsolete British industry?
The motor industry. Some of the cars, the MGs Triumphs. Some of the vehicles we came up with. The first Mini. Just sad. Yes.
That is a good shout.
How about... I was going to go for the coal industry, but let's not do that. How about the leather boot industry of Northampton, eh? What
Cobblers.
That? Cobblers. I like it.
What other obsolete British industries we
Textile
got?
Textile industry.
Yeah, that is true.
You know?
Yeah.
And when we used to run the world... You
but
know?
I think I do like the car one.
Steam. We used to kill it on the steam engines. You know,
we used to do. Was it
Stevenson's Rocket? You know,
weren't we large in pottery as well and stuff like that? All the Wedgwood type plates and all that.
Staffordshire, yeah.
Raping and pillaging. You know, that used to be a big thing in the past.
The British
sort of. You know, we were really good at slavery
Were we big rapers and pillagers, or was that not just the invading forces that took us over?
I was never stopped showing.
I suppose you might be right, but we were certainly, we were good ransackers. I mean, the British Museum is testimony to how good we ransacked. Oh, look, here we go. We got Nigel. Hello, Nigel. We're doing question time. There's a question from one of our listeners, Nigel.
What, raping and pillaging?
Yeah. What industry?
Ransacking.
No, I'm going to have to turn up his volume. One sec. Hang on, Nigel.
Should I ask another question in the meantime?
Yeah, let me just give him...
Well, you do that and I'll ask the question.
Right, here we go.
Try and be quiet. I know it's difficult.
Talk now, Nigel.
Right.
Hold up.
There you go. Yeah.
How about now?
Yeah, you're loud.
That's fine.
There you go. That's good.
Well, shall I ask another question? Or?
Are you eating during your break, Nigel?
Or does Sean want to touch? Target.
Yeah, go on. Corned beef hash, it's all right, it's quiet.
Isn't that the point? That's the whole idea, isn't it? Eat during your break.
It's my lunch break.
How are you, Nigel? You all right?
Good afternoon, mate. Already done 12 hours today. Only another 8 months.
I told you a story about Saturday. I'm sorry, I was indiscreet about how you'd arranged to take your wife, Sam, out and she arranged
to thanks
work.
For that.
Was it a secret?
That was a conversation between me and you.
Oh, no, but you didn't say off the record before you said it.
I didn't know I had to. I didn't realise that it was a journalistic conversation that would be repeated.
Well, now you know for next time.
Yeah. Oh, if it makes you feel better, Nigel, he also grassed himself up for supplying underage drink as well. So he's having his usual good podcast.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Anyway, Len, next question.
Right, okay. The next question is Rick Moran. Oh, no. That's not really a question. He's just asked how many statements do you think we will get this
time. Didn't know you left.
Oh, it's...
Oh, Nigel, before you go on, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm working.
He's eating corned beef hash.
Didn't bring your shed with you.
No.
Anyway, go on.
Dave Jones, Ziggy Stardust. Evening all, season
Ziggy
going well.
Played guitar.
Yeah, I should have done. Sorry. You got my role now, so I need to leave a bit of space, didn't I?
I tried to crack one of your jokes earlier, Nigel, as well. We're trying our best, mate.
I look forward to listening back then.
Right, here we go then. Dave Jones, Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy plays guitar.
Evening all, season going well. How come so many priority points got deducted last year? I went from 19 to 9. Also, do they still do a ballot for away tickets? Brady out.
Brady out.
Brady out. John. Sean, can you...
Well, I mean, so you lose... I mean, there were a lot more points. People went to a lot more European games. And so at the beginning of the season, So usually you have this season and last season. So at the beginning of the season, you just have last season, right? We've been in Europe 3 years. So probably at the end of last season, you have your maximum number of points. But it goes back to reset and you just have last season. So that's why you lose a season's worth at the end of the season, if that makes sense. And yes, there is still away ballots. And yes, you can still get lucky.
Well, I went from 32 to 7.
Yeah.
Points?
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, the previous year, I've been doing away games and everything else. Last season, that all changed. And hence the...
Didn't you have the cup scheme, though? And this is where I missed out. I didn't have the cup scheme.
Yeah, but I didn't do every cup game.
Right.
And also, that's how I got my 7 points, because I didn't do one away game officially via West Ham.
Yeah.
So, and this is why you get points harvesting. So, you know, if I'd have played the game that a fair few people do, I would have just kept buying away tickets because I had enough points.
But didn't you... So, were you in the cup scheme or not?
I didn't all go auto cup scheme, no.
You see, I didn't either. I've got 12 points now when it reset. But to be honest, I would probably have double that because I went to every single cup game at home. So,
well, I've just bought the three. They've added me points on for the three Euro Cup games.
Yeah.
So I've had me points added for buying those three. Then obviously, you know, I'll go to the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
I'll get points for that. So you've got to slowly and surely build them up, haven't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And then a ballot. But I'm not in a position to go away games at the moment. Well, I'm working away.
So. Yeah. Well, it's not like people buy games they can't make and then sell them to other people in groups, though.
No.
No, because that never happens.
No. I'll give them away.
It's very nice of you. Len.
Hang on, I've got to wait for this thunder to stop.
Oh, yeah, there has been storms. Yeah, it was around here in Surrey.
Right near Plymouth.
Oh.
Right, I'm ready. Paul Nolan. Evening all. Chauffeur here. Beep, beep, beep. Sorry, yeah. Promise to keep it short this week and ask a question or two. Question number one. I'm sure we do multiple questions, but anyway. Why do we still continue with the security checks at the bridges? No other clubs have clubs with similar sized stadiums. Answer one by one.
Well, I can actually give some insight to this, and I did a little check on Sunday. Saturday. Were you with me, weren't you? No, but you told me, I'm not sure you used to say this. No, I'm going to say it.
But what about the security issues?
Well, the security issues are, it's seen as a terrorist target after doing the Olympics. So, because it's a public body, they're a bit sensitive being a government department, and therefore they believe they've got to spend all this money to protect the island, okay? But I did a little check. So usually my routine is to take my phone, I take a battery and my wallet with a great big like AirTag and my keys and my AirPods all out of my pocket and hold them in my hands while they check me.
Huh.
This time, myself and Finley decided to do none of that. We left everything in our pockets, right? They waved their wands in the front of us. They waved their wands at the back of us. And there wasn't a single beep. I wonder whether there is even batteries in those bloody things. Because it proved it's completely ineffective. You know, they waved these wands backwards and forwards without actually doing anything. And it just proved it on Saturday. You know, we just went, oh, why even bother taking stuff out of pockets? I don't even think they put batteries in. I think it's all for show.
Add that to the list then of faux pas you've made this evening.
Okay.
Tell everyone that the metal detectors don't work.
Yeah.
Right, that's three things. Right, question two. I see the ticket office on the website has changed when purchasing tickets and it looks difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
Who does our website? Are they on work experience and based abroad as it's so poor?
They paid a fortune to redesign the website. I forget who did it.
Someone on work experience.
It's not. Actually, it's an outside company. No, I'm going to try and find who it is, because when you look at it, it actually says who it is. I'm going to name and shame them. But I have seen this. When you go into the ticketing site, it's got this virtual representation now. The last one was rubbish, but this one's more difficult as well.
Right. Question three. Big greedy, Paul, but I'll ask it anyway. What are your thoughts on the fur kit? Hate it. I think it's our worst kit in our history. Brady out. You can't have a blue kit. It's Millwall colour.
It can't be worse than the orange. I'm sorry.
No, last week,
that was the worst kit I've ever seen us play.
Other media.
Is that who done the website?
Yeah. Other.media. 01111. If you look at the website, they're saying, it's great to be working with other media. They really get what the club wants, what the fans love.
Who said this?
And
who
how
lied?
To maximise revenues, engagement, while making our lives easier. The new app was got great content, functionality, stunning design, and a slick user interface that we know the fans will love.
Who said this?
Karim, who was the chief commercial officer, no longer working for West Ham.
Oh, there you go.
You know Karim, don't you?
No. Huh. I know he got promoted he had quite a junior role there, and he got promoted.
He did.
Yeah, ain't the bloke that tried to rip my flag down outside Upson Park, is he?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. He joined as a digital officer and became the chief, commercial officer at West Ham. It was a very bizarre experience when he joined, but he's moved on to bigger and better things now.
Couldn't be difficult. Anyway, Matthew Kemp. Spandau Ballet Roadie. Evening, gents. Appreciate all the new contracts of Top Secret, a.k.a. Suchek and Antonio. Yet what's the latest with Bowen and Mubama? You said that one, didn't you, Sean? But was it Mubama?
I don't know about Mubama, what he's... By the way, Karim is now Chief Commercial Officer at Rangers Football Club. There you go. From West Ham to Rangers.
I'll stay corrected.
Bowen,
they probably like him up there.
Bowen is... about to do a deal in the next three months. And I don't know about Mbama. I didn't know he was due for a new contract, if I'm
honest.
Well,
he'll be out of walk, won't he? At the end of the season.
Not this season, no. I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe Matthew's got it wrong.
I'll check that out. So maybe I've got a story from that.
Right. With four nows, why hasn't the club extended his contract by a year in order to command a transfer fee rather than allow Sevilla the opportunity to get him for free next summer? Maybe he wouldn't sign it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem.
I think the extension option was his option only.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. No.
Well done, John.
You're right, John.
Thankfully, someone knows a bit about
it. Well, he read it on Twitter, because that's what I wrote on Twitter. So well done for following.
Well, I don't read it off of your stuff. I never read your stuff.
You do. You're always commenting.
I only see the headline.
Yeah, shut up, Sean, normally.
Yeah, so anybody interested?
Only about the arrest. Come on. There's a question about the arrest tonight.
Well, the next question is from our friends Claret and Booze, who were very, very entertaining last night. I don't know if anyone saw it.
No.
It was fucking great. I just chipped in just to get half hour, an hour or so, because I usually only have time to watch that in the mornings. It was cracking. I won't tell you what happened, because I won't be at the... But watch their latest Q&A. Around the 1 hour, 20-minute mark, when a gentleman called Jonathan... rings in the show.
Oh, you're right. He has got a contract that runs out June the 30th, 2024.
Who, Carrot and Booze has?
No, Mbama. So you're not
wrong.
It's
almost like he's doing... I don't know why we don't do four or five different podcasts a week. Because We just talk about anything. We just do that two podcasts at once.
Go on. Carry on.
Anyway, Karen Bruce have asked a question. Question for all. Which of the following meals best compares to Moy's ball for entertainment? One, jacket potato and beans. Two, Spam and mash. Or three, fillet steak with mac and cheese side and dauphinoise potatoes. That sounds like that's Nick's favourite. Yeah. Number three, doesn't it? Went into a lot of detail there. Brady out, which is always good. Maybe you've got ideas of your own.
I think, you know, Moy's ball is definitely a jacket potato. A jacket potato meal.
What's today, Saturday, John? I know I haven't heard.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is could be good.
I saw the highlights.
No, he didn't. No, he watched Match of the Day.
Nigel's going to say Pie and Mash. Didn't you, Nigel?
Probably, yeah. That's a good way to describe it. I'm just surprised because obviously, you know, Sheffield United weren't all that. And we played some, you know, entertaining football and we kept the ball well. Which is easy to do against Sheffield United, granted, and you ain't going to do it against your Man City's and Liverpool's. So, but if we play like that continuously against the lower class teams, I don't buy into this negative football at the moment. So, I'm not going to. I mean, I don't mind a bit of steak, but I can't stand mac and cheese, and I don't know what dough.
Dauphinoise potatoes. They're the sliced potatoes in the.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With the cheese sauce. And the white sauce, yeah. And the onion.
Len, I'm going to go a 15-course tasting menu from my favourite restaurant.
Single pie mash.
Le Gavroche, which is about to shut down in January. It's a travesty. It's a 2-star Michelin star. Aru Brothers, unfortunately. What's his name? But Moy's ball is definitely a 15-course.
But that would imply variety, and there's none of that.
The egg soufflé is to die for at Le Gavroche.
Are we talking about the second half of the game?
We're talking about the first half. The first 7 courses were the first half. And then probably, you know, we had a little, maybe, sorbet over half-time. And then the other 7 courses were in the second half, John.
Second half was more like treacle pudding.
If you haven't had the tasting menu at Le Gavroche, you haven't lived.
Oh well. Listen, John, mate, if it's anything like Gordon Ramsay, I'll give it a swerve, thanks.
It's such what about you, John? I'm jacket potatoes, mate.
Oh yes, you did say that.
Yeah, I'm all about the jacket potato, the blandness of the jacket potato.
The blandness. What about you, Jake?
Out of them three, funny enough, he's mentioned Spam and Mash. I quite fancy that now he's mentioned it.
Yeah, that does sound good, that.
Yeah, a bit of brown sauce.
You've got to have some baked beans on the side.
Bubbles, yeah. A bit of bubble and squeak would be nice.
Spam, bubble and beans.
Yeah. Brown sauce. Oh,
I like a bit of bubble.
Yeah. And then you can go to your 16 course tasting. We'd have a bit of bubble, Sean. Anyway, Chris Mills, Super Chrissy Mills. Evening, gents. Good results Saturday without needing to get out of second gear. That's true. Alvarez and Kefal were fantastic, but the blades are absolutely pony. That's true as well. Question, like it. With Delamere North and the London Stadium continuing to breach their contract and it now rumbling on for years, why are the clubs seemingly doing fuck all? That's what they do, Chrissy.
Because they don't care, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bother them. Don't take money out of their pockets. They don't react. Take them to court, get our own catering sorted and share some proper profits. Well done with the Arsenal Cup prices. Well done. I agree with that. £15 against those dickheads is decent. Brady out. Brady Delamere out. North out.
Good question.
Good that from Chrissy Mills. I agree with all of that, as I do with a lot of people.
Obviously, read Sean's tweet then, didn't he?
Who?
Chrissy Mills.
Why?
With that photograph you had, Sean.
Of what?
About the beer prices.
Oh, the one you sent me.
Oh, here we go.
You know, hang on. I did what you asked me. I contacted...
You sent it to Brady.
Yeah, I did. I talked about it earlier on the podcast.
She didn't answer him because she was too busy taking praise from somewhere else.
I tagged her as well. Look, it's all about pressure. So not only did I send it to her and Tara and Philippa Cartwright and Ben Illingsworth and put all the evidence together.
Oh, you and Tara made up, have you?
We spoke last week, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And,
did she go fuck off, Sean?
And I haven't got a reply yet because they were busy today. But then I also tagged in the ISC and Hammers United, which retweeted it, and they say they're going to take it to the club. So I'm
just raising...
What about
the supporters club?
I tagged them in as well.
Did you really?
I don't know
why. They've got no power.
I tagged them in.
They've got no membership either. But...
I tagged in the West Ham Supporters Trust as well, just for good measure.
Oh, right.
So it's all about, you know, it's getting pressure. We also emailed, funny enough, Susan Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Susan Hall is?
LLDC.
Yeah, but why is Susan Hall someone who might be influential going forward?
Educating.
No.
Because she's going to take care of a possible, any eventual sale.
She's a London, she's the London Assembly member. And she's the Tory candidate to become the mayor of London and replace Sadiq Khan.
She ain't
going to win it, is she?
No.
Well, hang on. How about you, Les? So I've been communicating to
my one you called Les.
London member Susan Hall and sort of saying, you know, what's your plan for the London Stadium and sort of lobbying her on her plans to do what would happen after criticising Sadiq Khan for so long. I've asked her for a manifesto for the London Stadium.
What?
Yeah, why not?
Because the people who vote her in ain't the same people who go to the stadium.
Otherwise, well, there's some of them. It's London, isn't it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't think there
was that
many.
By the look of the empty seats, Sean, I think you got your answer on the attendance on Saturday, how many Londoners actually go and watch West Ham.
I'm not even a London taxpayer, but don't tell Susan Hall
this
that.
Is the... Listen, I have London Underground, Overground for my station. I've got a business registered in London. I travelled to London all my life, educated in London, born in London. I don't get a chance to vote as mayor.
Yeah, that's the point. Do any of us live in London anymore, in a London borough? No, none of us do we?
I bet I live the nearest.
That's not true. I live the nearest.
No, I'm the nearest.
London starts. I live the other side.
I live yards.
I live yards as well, from the Kingston...
Mind you, you are inside the M25, though, aren't you, Nigel?
I'm on the Essex side of the M25, but I can hear it from your front door because it's 250 yards.
You're about the same distance as me, really. But I'm
we need to
the
measure
stadium,
this. I think I'm about 150 feet away from the boundary of Kingston upon Thames boundary.
You're inside the M25, Sean.
I am, yeah, definitely.
Oh, right.
Well, all Sadiq's encouraged me to do is to turn right when I get at the top of my road and not go towards London.
Do you have to pay you, Liz, for your... I was going to say what your car
is. Well, I haven't paid it and I've heard nothing.
Oh.
And to be honest, I broke the ULEZ rule when I didn't even know what ULEZ was. When I went down to film some stuff at Upton Park, took the car down there, parked it up, done a bit of filming there. I had no idea about ULEZ. Didn't know it existed.
Do you actually use your car, though?
Well, yeah, I do, but I mean, I'm the ideal type of person, really, who does look after the environment. One, by not changing my car. You know, it's a 17-year-old car. No, it's not. 15-year-old car now. One, I don't only use it when I need to use it.
Is it petrol? Well.
Oh, yeah. I've got a big engine, not a 3.5-litre engine.
Oh, might not be compliant then.
Oh, it's definitely not compliant. Definitely not compliant. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say it's keep making cars and keep using cars. That's what creates...
No, electric cars is the future.
Yeah, but you're digging...
They're not, though, are they, Sean?
But look at all the production that goes into them. That's not produced by electric.
Look at the second-hand electric car market. Where's the future in it?
I don't know. I lease it, so I don't know.
There you go. So it's not future.
Anyway, talking about people who pollute the environment, next up is Richard Dodds, everyone's favourite scarecrow, because he put some miles in, didn't he? Get the West Ham.
Yeah, he does.
He's definitely not carbon neutral, is he?
No, absolutely not. Anyway, do you think to fit Kudos in the team, they would drop Antonio and play Kudos in his position? If no, why? I think they'll try it. I don't think that'll work.
We talked about it earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think you're right, he's wedded to Moyes and it's just not going to change.
Yeah.
I don't think he's wedded to Moyes. I just think he's not found... I actually think Moyes might have been... where he was such a pain in the arse and everything, Antonio, with his off-the-field antics, I think he possibly would have added him if the right option had come up.
Yeah, Caduce, I think you're right there.
I think Caduce is predominantly low. He was where Antonio was when we signed him.
Exactly, yeah.
But he's better than Antonio was when we signed him, because Antonio was a championship player and had been all his career, where Caduce is a damn sight better than that. I mean, who knows, it could be his next, you know, his next one to convert. But sometimes...
Could be, but...
I think... I mean, when you look at the run that he made... In the second half with the ball, it was very Antonio-esque, but a bit more grace, because when Antonio used to fly down the wing, the reason why the defenders never knew where the ball was going, because Antonio didn't know where the ball was going.
He just sort of blundered his way through, didn't he?
Caduce is far more graceful. So,
I'm
not bothered about him not starting. You know, if he can play the cup games and get in and play like half hour a league game, I ain't got a problem with that, because I want to win a cup.
Yeah. There's a lot of football to be played. You'll get a chance.
Yeah.
And even look at the midfield. Anyone then could get an injury.
Yeah.
And then
Antonio could get an injury.
Yeah. And then we're left with Ings.
Yeah. Well, then we didn't play good win,
but it just don't work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No. Well, do you think it's more important to play with style at the moment, the West Ham way, or winning at the moment is all that matters? I don't think he knows another way of playing, Moyes.
I don't know. I find it quite enjoyable watching James Ward-Prowse, Kudos, Alvarez. I mean, I think it's quite an enjoyable watch.
That's why I don't buy all this. I can understand why people were negative last season, but I don't buy the constant negativity about the way we play and everything this season, because I'm just not seeing it. There was one. I was looking in watching. I think it was at the end of the first half. All right, we were 2-0 up, but I think we kept the ball for 2 minutes. You know, no long ball hoof up, no player into Antonio's feet. They were pass, and moving Sheffield United all over the pitch. Back to the keeper, and then the keeper didn't oof it up the pitch. He passed it out to the defenders back again, and we still kept the ball. Literally, it went on for nearly 2 minutes. We just kept the ball. Now, I must admit, after 2 minutes, I was a bit bored. Yeah, because while it's good to keep the ball, you want to see an end product.
Yeah,
and that's what. But I can see it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So
Also, when it comes to entertainment, the opposition have got to provide the bit of responsibility as well. Because Sheffield United done nothing.
No.
So it's not going to look be entertained. We did the best we could first half.
When the opposition's better, then we struggle, don't we? Then we don't keep possession, then we can't entertain.
Yeah, but then when no one cares about style, we just want to get the job done. But I think, I'm not saying fans are wrong, but I think fans need a bit of an attitude adjustment, that bearing in mind that we are a cup holder of a cup, that we can afford to sort of be a bit more, start getting results, because we've proven that's what wins stuff.
Well, we're champions of Europe. We know what we
the
are.
The only thing is, the only thing where I will go, it is disappointing. It's good that we're beating the teams that we expect to beat. And even with Brighton, teams we don't expect to beat. But actually, generally, we would all think we should beat a Brighton team, if you ignore the fact that we're Brighton are. So we'd only lost to Man City and Liverpool. But then you look at it and think, well, they both got beat at the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, why has Gary O'Neill put a Wolves team together
that
beat Man City?
Yeah.
And so therefore, I think...
And when we play, and we don't even look like we're going to beat them, do we?
No. Well, I don't... We against Man City, I think it could have gone either way at 2-1. So they got the third goal, it killed it up. And that's where we need... Antonio lets us down, because you will get chances against City and Liverpool. You've got to take them. And he failed both games.
Yeah.
So, but it's getting better, isn't it? But the football is better than last season.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's
what
I'm trying to say to people.
And I think it's going to get better as the season goes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, and I said this last week, but I know Nigel wasn't on. That whole thing, I get excited every corner. James Ward-Prowse, I mean, we had 10 corners on Saturday. Yeah. Every time, you know James Ward-Prowse is going to whip it in. There's expectation who's going to get on the end of it. And we get so close. You know, we could have won. They did some heroic defending, the Blades did on Saturday. It could so easily have been 5-0. But they pulled some blocked some on the line, and you know, we had a hell of a good nine shots on target.
Yeah, a lot of the old boys are back to under John Lowe and stuff like this. And I think, do you know what, under John Lowe, we played some real shit. You know, we had Paul Wilton up front for about 5-6 games, and he was a centre-half, and we did hoof it up to him. And I get it was because of injuries and whatever. And if you look at Lowe... You know, David Cross was, he had the big man, little man combo with Crossy. So he had Pop Robson playing up with him. Then he teamed up well with Pearson and then Stuart Goddard. But then he replaced Cross with another big lump, Dave Swindlehurst.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had two or three ways of playing. And if we were losing...
Gone.
We lost him.
Gone.
Oh,
his break's finished. He's timed out. His 10p's run out in the block and go, hey, back to work, boy.
That's it. He's back in his cell.
T's finished.
It's my phone keeps shutting down. I keep forgetting.
You're probably off your break time, Matt. How long did you get to break?
I've got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Does the VAR decisions this week prove there is not a big team bias? Brady out, Brady out, Brady out.
Brady out.
Oh, go on. That's one these for Nigel.
It's
only got 5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't think there is a big team bias, but it's funny. I don't, you know, what can I say? People know. I don't believe in VAR because it will always rely on humans and humans will always make errors. So instead of Klopp complaining about the linesman not seeing the offside or not seeing the onside, is now complaining about... And I think it's a bit rich when Liverpool start going, it's against the spirit of the game, and, oh, we're demanding to hear the transcripts and everything. They don't demand to hear the transcripts when Gerard Bowen gets brought down for a penalty and they don't give it. And bear in mind, VAR looks at everything, so they would have looked at that and deemed it...
That's last week. Do you think that was just definitely pen? I thought it was definitely
I do.
Pen.
I do think it was.
They didn't even review it, did they?
No. Well, no. This is the thing. because it ain't done, we don't get to hear it, it would have been checked as a rule. They check everything.
So I think and then they should release them all. I think they should release all the recordings.
But why can we not just accept that referees make mistakes? The thing
is, because now, it's still human beings.
Yeah, an industry now, though, has got. And what we're missing out is all these referees are now getting paid more money because they're now doing more work, aren't they? Because they're doing VAR work. So where before you would have, you know, in the really old days, you had two linesmen and a referee. Then they brought in the fourth official. Now, what you've got is you've got the fourth official, I think another reserve, referee, two linesmen, and then you've got another two or three. You've got a VAR, an assistant VAR. What the fuck's all that about?
Well, it don't work, does it, whatever it's about?
But all these people are taking money out of the game, aren't they? Without the technology.
Yeah.
And with, still all this technology...
Let's be fair, though, it ain't going anywhere. Technology's here to stay, as Henry Winter said today. You can shout about it all you want, but it ain't going to go back.
But then if the fans were that way inclined, yeah, and we had a decent supporters, not the Football Supporters Association, who were bankrolled by the Premier League, so are never really going to, you know, they'll roll over and have their tummy tickled when they want. You have a proper independent fan-led organisation. I think, because whoever asks the fans, do we want more TV games? The fans that go to games, do we want more TV games? Do we affecting the way we go to games? Do we want Sunday night games? Nobody ever asks us. We just have to pay up and put up.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. And I probably never will, to be fair.
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
Enjoy work overnight. And I said there may be a chance you're back. You're working in Plymouth next week, and then you might be back the week after that, although you might be going another town.
Yeah, might be going somewhere else. It's tough being popular, Sean. You should try it sometime.
Yeah, I know. No, it's overrated.
Yeah.
Well, I'm off to Turkey soon because I'm out on holiday for a whole month.
Of course, I'm off to Turkey. Of course you are. All right. Well, boys, John, you there Saturday?
Sunday, yeah, I'll be there.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're going Saturday, you'll be the wrong day.
No, Roger. I will definitely see you all on Sunday then.
Yeah. Right.
See you then.
Cheers, lads.
Oh, quick prediction. Can you do a quick prediction for the two games? FC Friel or whatever, Freiburg, and then Newcastle.
I know they were winning at the weekend. I watched some of the first half of their game against Augsburg. No Reece Oxford for Augsburg. He's out injured, but they don't know what the injury is. They don't know how long he's out. Just in case anyone was bothered. I'll go for a draw against Freiburg, 1-1. Though we could sneak it 2-1. And I think Newcastle, I don't know, I'm going to go for us to win 2-1.
Oh, nice. Right. See you Sunday.
I'll speak to you later. Cheers,
all right, Oz. See you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. See ya. That's a nice little bonus, wasn't it? Right, on with questions. Marion Williams.
Where was he on Saturday, eh?
Don't know, where was he?
He wasn't there, I tell you, he wasn't at the game.
He couldn't get there then, could he?
Go on then.
How times have changed. Wasn't at the game on Saturday, couldn't face the 8-hour round trip car journey to the Southeast Bowl. There's your answer. Couldn't be clearer. Never missed a home game in the last 20 years until last season. I think I'll miss a few more home games before the season is out. Away days are the ones for me. How disappointing was it that Lincoln earned no TV money last week? I didn't know that. Also noticed that the concession stands had plenty of food left at the end of the game. Was this because yet again the Stooges didn't venture to a ground outside of London?
Well, let me ask about... So I asked about Lincoln City. So the first thing is Sky owned the EFL rights and they didn't pick it. So if they don't pick it, they show the goals on Sky Sports News, and ITV own the highlight rights at midnight. So I asked the club, and they said, we've got no rights to it, and nor of Lincoln. So there is, and nor of EFL. So they've sold the rights. There was no way to do a pay-per-view, either for Lincoln or for... That's just the way the rights are sold. Sky have got them sewn up. Right. There you go.
Up next, AI Sean. Hey up, gents and Sean. Back on the 1st of August, Bald's chief stooge, that's you, Sean.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah. Said that neither Souček nor Bowen would sign a new deal under the current leadership. Now that Souček has penned a new deal and Bowen is likely to do the same shortly, can we infer that the current leadership is changing and that sausages will be made differently in the not-too-distant future? Also, Sean kept saying, get your own podcast last week. Perhaps to remind him, this is George's podcast, not his.
Who was I saying that to?
The questionnaires.
Oh, yeah, I was. Well, yeah,
I was making statements, not questions.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's right.
George doesn't come anymore, so we've inherited it. I like to think
myself
as a co-founder.
And, of course, it's still Brady out, Sullivan out.
Myself and John are co-founders.
Brady out.
Look, I did say that. I'll make no bones about it. An agent told me that Bowen and Souček weren't happy and wanted out, and they weren't happy with the way that Moyes played football, right, last season. I had to believe this agent, but agents have always got an agenda. In the case of Souček, he was touted around the whole, for the last two summers, he was touted around the whole of the Premier League. There was no takers. He signed a contract with West Ham, and fair play to him, he's got on with it now. Bowen, as we've just talked, the agents want, are playing a game to make him the highest paid West Ham player, and it's all about money. So look, my information comes from all different sources. In this case, it came from an agent. The agent probably misled me on these players didn't want to play. And look, I'll be honest, I was talking about David Moyes, that didn't want to play under David Moyes. We know that's bollocks. So it's, what do you want to say? I put my hands up, right? Sometimes agents say things that are not true.
Did you not question this agent when he said the two people involved?
Well, he did obviously say other players. He included, obviously,
but these two players,
the Italian player that's gone now.
We didn't Italian that one. But these two players have done well under Moyes, so I don't understand why they come out and say that.
He also mentioned another one, but I feel...
Antonio. Well, he said that himself.
Yeah, well, there was another one. There was another one on top of that as well, but I feel...
Pacatar.
Now, that was almost right, but...
Well, you don't have to wait long for that either.
There was another one on top of that, though, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway... a lesson here for me, for everybody, right? Don't always believe what agents tell you.
We don't. Anyway, Stuart Ling, Dinger, Brady out, slag. Brady, that's out. A good start. Brady out, slag. Schlag. With Bowen still in such fine form, how does Moyes fit Kudus into his starting lineup moving forward?
Well, we talked about this.
I think it might mean Souček.
No, it means Kudus.
Oh, no, I see what it means. We're Bowen is such fun for gear because they do have the same position, don't they?
Or Pacatar, you know. It's Bowen or
Pacatar,
he's
been moved
really
to the left.
Well, can't Kudus play on the left or the right?
Well, funny enough,
centrally or right, mainly.
Oh, is it?
Dinger's getting round to switching wings with Jared as the game progresses, or as a substitute winger to replace him from time to time, or as a backup striker from the bench to replace Antonio. Surely this wasn't the plan when we spent all that money on him. Well, to be honest, you know, that's how much players cost these days that are worth getting, and we've got a lot of games to play. And he may get his chance on the wing instead of Bowen. Time will tell. I'm finding it all a bit confusing, to be honest. We all are, but we've all got to be a bit patient. Surely a proper out-and-out striker that fits Moy's system would have been more of a priority. Possibly, but who, I'd say. I can see this Caduce getting more and more frustrated, like we all are. I can as well. The longer this conundrum continues, he's obviously a fantastic player that deserves much more than this half-assed effort he's currently receiving to integrate him into the first team. Patient dinger. Right, next question. Tom Devlin. Evening, lads. Nice to get back on track Saturday. Really important win. Nice to go there on a Saturday, I'd say. Home game atmosphere isn't always the best, as you know, and I've noticed over the years a lot of the old classic chants have disappeared. That is true. Let him die, let him die. We got a boot wrapped round your head. North Bank gives the song, to name a few. What are the ones you used to like? I miss Sam and West Ham taking the piss. Because now every club takes a piss now, and at home we're the worst at it. What do you guys miss?
Well, a lot of them have been banned.
How about the old South Bank, knees up Mother Brown, and we used to jump forward? Do you remember those days? Knees up Mother Brown. And you had to get in front of one of those upright stands, John, otherwise you'd get crushed against the sand.
Because we were so little.
Yeah.
She wore a claret ribbon, at least one. There's a few, just don't bet sung anymore.
Johnny Lyle's Claret Blue Army.
You can't keep a song going there anyway, Tom. In that place, I don't know. Adam Leverborough's next. Evening, chaps. I hope all is well. What are your thoughts on the recent backlash of a handful of fans slating the club's Paolo Di Canio content over the past couple of weeks?
I missed all this. What is this, because woke people are saying he's a fascist? And
yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
So what's your thoughts on
that? And do you know what? And I'd say this. I haven't listened to any of the content. I'm a bit lazy, right? I don't watch any YouTube. No disrespect. And I don't listen to any other podcasts apart from The Price
this
of Football.
This was on Twitter. Really?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it, though. And it was on, it was a content on Ironcast, isn't it? Did you watch it?
No, I ain't got round to it yet. It's been
it's the same old thing we've
seen. I listened to his podcast with Simon Jordan.
I love West Ham. I love West Ham. Well, thanks, Paolo. We know you love West Ham. Paolo has been Paolo, right? He did that brilliant shot. It was great for West Ham. Don't care about his politics. I think he's genuine that he loves West Ham. And
I think he's genuinely denied what he's been accused of as well. So,
what, doing the Nazi salute, the fascist salute?
He claimed that was a Roman thing.
Yeah, I know. Convenient.
But it's not a fascist salute that makes you a fascist. It's being a fascist that makes you a fascist.
Yeah.
And what I will say, I mean, look, no one's a bigger critic of the club than me, but when they put this content out there, they're just reminiscing of the good times he gave us. Nothing to do with his personal life. You know, it's not. Everyone's so for people to jump on that, I just thought was a little bit wrong.
Well, that's just the sign of where we're at. Everyone's so quick to be offended, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And the irony thing about it is, all the anti-fascists are the only ones talking about fascism. You're going to keep talking about, you know, bringing it up. That wasn't the purpose of why the club, you know, put all this stuff out there. Anyway, he continues, Adam, and says, do you ever see Paolo Di Canio coming back to the club to work in a coaching capacity? No, absolutely not.
He's mad. And I hear he's mad. Mad as a hatter.
Right. Sean Dugan, evening gents. As always, thanks as always for a great show. What are your views on the transformation in Thomas Souček this season? With handing both our goals on Saturday, he appears to be a completely different player compared to the liability he was last season. That's true, it's a good word for him. Interested to hear your thoughts on how Moyes is using this season compared to last. Brady out.
Brady out.
So what are your views on that? Is it just a case of now Rice isn't here, he's a bit more liberated.
Could well be, and the fact that Alvarez is so solid behind him.
Yeah.
I think I'm liking Alvarez a bit more than Declan.
Yeah.
Well, in that role, particularly, yeah. I think Declan has more about him going forward.
Yeah, he's more skillful, more, you know, got more about him as a player, Declan. But it's just more forward momentum with Alvarez, I think.
Yeah.
Left side by his passing. Belinda Kai Titis, the Greek goddess herself. Evening, peeps. Do you think our style of play is now evolving? Loving the show. Four kisses so someone gets a spare. Just no, Nigel, lurking recently.
Nigel's just been...
All right, we'll give you Nigel's kiss. All right, okay. Do you think our style is evolving? I think the players are better to suit it. So.
Yeah, I do.
So I guess that would be yes.
Well, that's exactly what Nigel was alluding to earlier.
David Moyes is a tactical genius.
We're getting better at Moyes' ball. Jason Beckhurst, man from the 70s. Even gents, I know it was only Sheffield United on Saturday, but the football for our first goal was a joy to watch. I agree. The passing and movement were so good. Quick question tonight. Did you watch the big screen when the teams came out and Bubbles was playing? Did you see the words appear? Thoughts?
Well, I videoed it.
You did, didn't you?
And because someone mentioned it on the podcast, and I'm told it's been happening all season. Someone said it happened at the bowling ground on the LED around there. So I asked, why do they do that?
The bowling ground?
Well, someone said that they were. They once provided the bowling ground around the LED. I don't know if that's true. So a number of people had ideas that it was for the hard of hearing. It was for tourists. It was for people who get the name wrong, the song words wrong. Nearly reached the sky, and there was another reason.
Right.
Can't remember.
Okay,
but yeah, they definitely. I deliberately videoed it because someone mentioned it last and put it on Twitter. Got about 100,000 views, which helped me with my £36 of revenue this week.
Right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Do you know what you're
going to
spend it on yet?
I
it's going to go towards this 15-course meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't get anywhere close. If you've been to Le Gavroche, you would know that tasting menu is nowhere near £36.
I'm still waiting for you to take me out for your divorce meal.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Right, next question. Ben Ashford.
Here we come.
I don't know if he's a new one, Ben. I can't think of a Delta Tai Chi name right now with Ben Ashelford. I'll have a think about that. Evening, lads. Great show as always. I don't think he listens a lot.
No.
By that comment. What would it take this season for everyone to want Moyes to sign the contract extension? Considering the solid start to the season and at times poor performances last year, it will be interesting to see if anyone has changed their mind on Moyes. Brady out.
This gives me a great opportunity to say, as I'm sure you know, because we talked about this earlier, Len, I did a formerly known as Twitter, poll that was nearly 3,000 people took part. And I've
last
said...
Last week, wasn't it?
Last week. And I've said, would you... His contract runs out this summer. This Christmas, so 6 months before his contract, would you offer him an extension? Our survey says... 71.5% said yes, they would.
At Christmas time.
Fickle fans.
Well,
John?
Hang on, we don't know what position we're going to be in at Christmas.
No, we don't. But that was my question.
Well, it's a
fickle
I
fans.
I don't know
John?
Why you need to be rhetorical about it.
I wouldn't give him a new contract. But
so you're one of the 29% who voted no.
Well, wait at Christmas and see if that's the same.
Then you
can have a dig at
what he would need to do for me is to integrate the attacking players, become more progressive than we are, and integrate some of the youth players for the new flight into the team or into the squad for next season and have some kind of level of success somewhere. If we won like the League Cup and he did all that, of course. But let's see. As we stand now, I don't want him anywhere near the club.
Oh, told you, didn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
Well, expecting that. John gave it to you.
He did. He gave it to me.
So I'll take any you would, Sean. You right now.
I would offer him a contract, yeah. 2-year extension, I would give him.
But yes, a 2-year extension, knowing that the chairman won't release him in that 2 years. He won't pay the 2 years off.
Yeah.
So you're quite happy.
1 year then.
2 more years without playing football.
Two more years, David Moyes.
Do you think Antonio's got 2 more years in him? Right?
2 more years, David Moyes. Go on.
Do you think Antonio has got 2 more years in him? And if he has, if you don't think he has, then you might want to explain why the guy that you're giving 2 more years to has no record in buying a striker and still hasn't got a replacement for him. See, it's all fine when things are going rosy. But
you've always got a clever answer.
No,
then.
But this is it. It's all right when things are going rosy when we're unbeaten. It's great. I know I'm all for that.
I like
as well.
You come up with this question after Nigel leaves. So you just like you two anti.
No, I could. No, we don't need Nigel. The fact of the matter is, if we go on a slump again, we're talking about Christmas. This is your poll. It's got nothing to do with Ben's question, by the way. There are flaws. We have this attitude adjustment that I'm on. I'm happy to carry on because that's what we're given. So some way you've got to try and enjoy yourself.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly my choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't bother banging on about Moyes out or anything because
no,
that, I've got what I've got, we're
getting. You've got to find a way of sort of enjoying the football.
I committed halfway through last season to get a season ticket. I thought full well he'd be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I just, yeah.
But what I'd like to, rather than good results, so not just the, it's not just Moyes that should be applauded for good results, it's the players and the board for signing the players that have produced the good results and making the right decisions. People like Tim Steibman, what you've also got to look at are responsibilities that get overlooked. One of them that is not, he doesn't, you know, give youth team experience. He doesn't give other players enough pitch time to get more experience. There are a lot of things outside of the result that he doesn't take that he needs to be a bit more responsible for. And that should be taken into consideration when you talk about whether people have jobs or don't, whether you be a football manager or not. You can't keep going.
What happens if we win? What happens if we win the Europa League this season and win Champions League next season, then
you give them an extension, don't you? That's what I'm saying.
If we win the Europa League this season, I would say that he deserves a statue.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Let's record that. I'm going to use that as the title.
Well, there you go.
If he wins the Europa League, he deserves a statue.
If he's the manager of our football club and we win 2 European trophies in 2 years,
wouldn't that shut the Spurs fans and the Arsenal fans up?
Well, I don't listen to them. I don't give a shit.
I'll tell you what I'd also do, Sean. Winning the UEFA Cup and qualifying for the Champions League, it will make all them things I've said a lot easier to solve because you'll have players that want to come to the club. So you've got a bigger pool of players to choose from. Because the type of player that does Antonio's job, I just don't think's out there. And it's up to him to try and find it, really. So when you're praising people and talking about new contracts, I just think you've got to take that in consideration. If we do win in January, I'd say, all right, then we'll extend it because we don't really want to make the same mistake as we did with Allardyce, whereas everyone that was coming to an end and everything just fizzled out. That was a waste of everybody's time. But your mate at the club, Sean's got to learn to pay people off when things ain't going right. And let's move on to Jack Rush.
All right.
Evening, gents. With potentially up to 60 games this season and our strike force consisting of a 33-year-old player who can only be effective for 60 minutes and a 31-year-old who was sold by his previous club because he couldn't play up top on his own, what League One club will Mumbama join on loan in January? KSB out. So Jack's really just reverberated what I said to you about it. It's oversight. While things are going well, look at this situation that we could be in. Imagine if Antonio gets injury. Suddenly, things ain't, you know, that's a cog in the wheel gone. Then you're talking about a totally different kettle of fish, boys. So, what did you say about that?
I agree.
See, Sean, shut up now.
I disagree.
What are we going to do then if Antonio gets injured?
I think we've talked about this before. Goals can come from kudos. They can come from Bowen. They can come from James Ward-Prowse. They can come from Bemrama. They can come from Fornals.
Yeah.
They can come from...
Yeah, but these only seem to happen, if like Saturday, these only seem to happen, and I talked to Grant Coxton about this, he said the same thing. They only seem to happen when Antonio's on the pitch. So a lot of people saying switch Antonio around with Bowen, I think it's because of the inertia that Antonio creates.
I get what you're saying, and there could be something to that. But until and Antonio will break down at some point and have a hamstring injury, because that's what he does. Until that happens with this new squad, I just don't know. Let's wait for that to happen and see how we get on. And maybe I'll eat my words.
Maybe you will. Neil Edwards. Evening, gents. With Bowen still on fire, can I ask why you think the board aren't making an offer he can't refuse? He deserves to be paid as much as our highest earners, so they should make it so. And to risk him having his head turned would be ridiculous, in my view.
It will be solved by the time the January. So when they say it will be done in the next few months, let's be honest, it's going to be done by January. Before that January, 1st of January, when that transfer window opens, he would have signed. So,
but he don't tell you anymore, does he?
Calm down.
On a similar note, Moyes' contract runs out at the end of the season. We all know how this ball works, and we'll leave it to the end of the season. But do any of you think he should be offered a new contract as soon as possible?
Yes.
No. Yes. Given the job he has done and continues to do.
Cheers, Brady out.
A lot of good Brady out tonight.
3 years of Europe. One European trophy. Why wouldn't you offer him? Even if you offer him a year's, why would you leave it to the last minute? Why not offer him another year? I agree with him, he said that.
And it makes a good point because your mate will leave it the last minute. And I'm not saying that's good either.
I think he'd tie something up in Christmas. Mark my words.
I think so as well.
Okay.
But as you say, is you say like fans are fickle, but football is fickle.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, sometimes you need a sacking. We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
And really, he was given that contract length for a reason. So, you know, honour it or see how it pans out. That's my point of view anyway. Shane Bell, evening all. Great podcast as always. Hope you're all good. My 22-year-old daughter's fiance is moving in with us, which I'm not too happy about, but I can deal with it. But what I can't deal with is his Spurs cup in my cupboard.
Oof.
My question is, am I being out of order for attempting to get rid of it?
No.
Or have I got to deal with that too? Or should I just break it? Brady out.
Don't break it. Just make sure it just goes missing and deny all knowledge.
Well, I'd like to know the length of time this arrangement's going to be for.
Yeah.
Because if they're moving in as a temporary, then you could at least say, look, you're only here for, I can't have that in my house.
Hang on. You've had a similar situation, didn't you, with your daughter? Isn't he a Chelsea fan?
He is a Chelsea fan.
Yeah, he was living there some of the time. They've
been living here for on and off for wherever long. Yeah.
Did he bring a mug?
But he didn't bring a mug with him, no.
Was there any rules of engagement to do with Chelsea when he was living under your roof?
No, not at all. No, he didn't bring anything with Chelsea into the house.
In fact, your children have a habit of finding partners who were Chelsea fans. Obviously, George.
It's not they have a habit, Sean. They, they grew up in the same area you grew up in.
Which is all Chelsea.
The majority of people were Chelsea fans.
Yeah, good point, well made. So
we were the unusual ones.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Which was your fault.
Yeah, I apologise, John.
I'll just break it, Shane. Just break it. Accidents happened, didn't they? Right, next up, Nick Clifford. Has Declan leaving unchained Souček back to his best?
Yes.
Looks that way.
It does, doesn't it? Am I the only one who likes Claret Schultz with a home kit? Yes, you are, Michael. But with your kit knowledge, you know. Brady out, everyone out. Another Brady out.
Brady out.
Brilliant, this. Next up, Ed Hughes. Loves a bit of squeal. Evening, gents. How does the barometer look so far this season? It must be looking decent. Well, that's double disappointing because there's no Brady out and Nigel's the barometer man.
Yeah.
So that's a shame, isn't it?
Is he? I thought it was Andy Dennis who did the barometer.
But yeah, but Nigel
brings it to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Next, Martin Rowe Sports. Even all, two wins and clean sheets. When we bought Benrahma, it was rumoured that we were in for Etsy, who went to Palace. With hindsight, should we have gone for Etsy instead? I never stopped mentioning Etsy. I always wanted him over Benrahma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you see why, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. Now you see why. Can I just come in with VAR? I've just read something from Henry Winter. I haven't got a lot of time for Henry Winter, but I have on this. So the BBC asked him six ways to improve VAR. Number one, play VAR audio live in grounds, giving greater transparency of decision-making processes. Number two, improve refereeing standards by investing even more in grassroots, including training up and fast-tracking academy rejects. Number three, introduce semi-automated offside. Yeah, I agree with that. Number four, introduce VAR specialists, so not just referees. Number five, limit travel of officials in 48 hours before PL game. Number six, I don't know what that's about. Change rules to allow emergency intervention in a 10-second window power post-restart. So what he's saying is, after a mistake's made, you can intervene in a 10-second...
It's not a VAR podcast.
It's not a VAR podcast, but you're right. We've gone back to the whole Liverpool thing. But anyway, go on, carry on.
Next question.
Yeah, go on.
Ted Sexton, Dave's brother. Are season ticket holders displays for the Arsenal game? That's people like you, John. Yeah. Offered replacement seats.
Been offered
special window.
Special window to buy a seat.
Yeah, Ted, check your email, mate. Ooh. Because
talking about you too. Did you get your medal and your...
Yeah, I did.
I never got one.
Didn't you?
No, I think they sent it to the old address, maybe.
I took the medal out. I'll use that as a ball marker. So I put that in my golf bag.
John, did you get one?
I did.
I didn't. So maybe they sent it to the old address.
Maybe. Maybe.
Did you not put a forwarding thing on your address?
I did. I know, I didn't put a forwarding thing, but I did change my address everywhere.
You didn't spend the £32 for the year.
Well, no. Do you know what? I just didn't get a chance to do it, and you have to do it while you're still there, and I forgot.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I was being tired.
It's
forgot.
It's just 1 week of your Twitter money.
I know.
Yeah.
I think next I could live without it though.
I don't know, mate. It'd be worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And we've been dead for 100 years.
I think. Oh.
How many of them given out? How many season ticket holders?
48,000.
There you go. So there's only 48,000 of them. And how many years down the line? They've got to be worth something. Collectors.
I'm just
checking.
That we've got.
Is that it?
I'm just double checking. I think that might be. Oh. One second. No, there's one just popped up.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Nathan.
Make this the last.
Okay. Nathan Rosenfeld. Evening, lads. First timer here. I thought he was.
Evening.
So, Nathan. We could call him Pyre Mash. It's Nathan Rosenfeld. We could call him Pyre Mash because of Nathan's. Bit of a weak one. Anyway, first time here. My question is, where do you stand on the lack of playing time Cornet gets? Well, I don't think it's very good. Also, thanks to Len for the amazing painting of the team lifting the cup. Highly recommended. That's where I know your name from, then, if that's... Thank you for your purchase.
We tried to get rid of Cornet. Cornet has got a special training program. He's still got this very unique, very difficult injury, which he has to have a separate training program. We tried to sell him to Everton. No one would take him when they saw his medical records. So I think there is some... look, he can play, and we've seen that. But there is some reason David Moyes is not picking him. Is that just because he doesn't fancy him? Or is he worried that he'll break down again? We don't know, and it'll probably be unfair to speculate. But I'm not sure we're being told the whole story.
He doesn't rate him. He doesn't rate him. He's one of his unfavoured players. And if you're more his unfavoured player, that's your lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is your lot.
That is your lot. What a good grade. Yeah. So, predictions.
Predictions.
We've had Nigel's. Len, I wish I'd gone 1-0, 1-0 now.
Yeah. I'm going 1-0, 1-0.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was definitely going 1-0 for the first one. I think Newcastle might ding-dong. I think it might be a good game. But I've got a good feeling against Newcastle.
Oh, have you?
I think we're going to go on a bit of an unbeaten run. And I'll tell you why. I think Moyes ball, I could be wrong, but I think Moyes ball suits opposition. It definitely Villa, because we got a good record against Villa, especially at their place. I think we might be the last team to win there.
Wow.
Don't quote me on it. Are we?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we are. I might be wrong. I think we're going to beat Newcastle as well.
I've just seen a post on Twitter, X, that from Domino's that say they've sold 9.8 million pizzas since Chelsea lost quarter league goal. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, they're winning 2-0 now.
It didn't ring a bell.
That's lasted well, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going 2-1 West Ham Newcastle as well. I know Nigel did. So I'm predicting... No, Nigel is...
Shoddy boy.
I'm going to go 2-1 all draws.
All right. Well, I feel that I must go 1-0 win, 1-0 win for both of them. I want to get back to, to basics. Unbeaten in Europe, hopefully. And, turnover. A good friend of mine is a big Newcastle fan. He's my security guard, actually, at my building in Southwest London. So he's going to be going to the game. So I'd love to do one over, because he took 20 quid off me last season saying Newcastle would finish higher than West Ham.
Well, you made that bet, did you?
I made that bet at the beginning of the season, right? It was a fair bet. And I didn't. He offered me double or quits this season. I went, nah, you're right. I'd love us to do one over on Newcastle, because, I don't mind Newcastle fans, but they're getting a bit too big for their boots, if you ask me. Anyway, I've been Sean. John has been...
just amazed. I've just done my second question time on the row.
Yeah. Nigel's long gone, and Len has been...
asking questions again.
Well done. Well Come done, on, you man. Irons. Well done.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
A 1 hour 50 podcast. Well done, boys.
Whoa. More than just a podcast. John, that must be a record.
I've got a bit of a sore throat, mate, all this chat.
I need a lay down.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.